Malcolm here. This is the Prayer Podcast, a podcast dedicating to help you to have the most intimate, authentic, and satisfying prayer life you possibly can. Today we're talking about, well, are your prayers a fence or a gate? Well, let me explain this. Do your prayers fence God in or release the power of his Spirit? Think about these verses, John 14, verse 13. I will do whatever you ask in my name. And then again in John 15, verse 7, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. I mean, these are exciting and, in my mind, slightly scary verses. How do we react to that? What should our approach to our own prayers be, knowing that God has promised, Jesus has promised to do whatever we ask, and whatever we wish, it will be given to us? Think about it a bit like this. Have you ever seen a rodeo bull? Perhaps not up close, but perhaps on a television or in a movie. The rodeo bull is frustrated waiting for the gate to open, but all explosive energy once let loose. I wonder sometimes whether my prayers are more fence than gate. Now, granted, my metaphor is limited here, and I'm not suggesting that God is a bull, nor that you are his rodeo rider, but can we consider the gate and fence images for a moment? I use a prayer app to record my prayers. The name of it and the links to it are in the show notes. And these prayers in my prayer app are categorized by topic. Recently, I reviewed the list. I've found that the majority are for people I know to be converted. That's all well and good. And some are for the healing of friends. And there are a few other topics as well. But not many are about world events. None were for politicians, and we are commanded to pray for those in authority. So where are your gaps? Are they the fences that keep God penned in, preventing his Spirit from moving powerfully and honouring the promises that Jesus gave us in John 14 and 15? You see, our vision is limited, but God's vision for answering our prayers is bigger than ours. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. For God to reveal that, we've got to call on him in prayer. If God can see further than us, it makes sense to pray for things that are beyond what we can see. For 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, we live by faith and not by sight. Now, clearly, our prayers must line up with God's vision. He will not answer prayers that are contrary to his will. But do we use that possibility as an excuse to avoid praying for the impossible? Prayer is for everyone and for everything that is in our hearts and minds. No matter how ridiculous or impossible an answer may appear to be, it's the only way to make sense of what Jesus said about prayer. Are we fencing God in by only praying for a few things in a few areas instead of everything? God can do more than we think. In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul finishes his thoughts in one section of his letter with a sentence that sounds like a prayer to me. Chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Our prayers open the gate to the action of God's Spirit when they are about him, his power, his glory. We fence him in when our prayers are about our weakness, our sins, our limitations, our fears. Now, of course, it's right and good to bring these things to him, but we do not have to end there. Instead, could your prayers move on to focus on the abilities of God? The Apostle Paul saw everything as relevant. Philippians 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Nothing is off limits where prayer is concerned. Only if we lay everything before God in prayer will he be able to enact the promises of John 14, verse 12 and 14. The phrase, if you ask, I will do, appears six times in John chapters 14 to 17. Jesus is trying to get something fundamental but new across to his disciples. Have we got it yet? In his book, Don't Just Stand There, Pray Something, Ronald Dunn writes this. Prayer is set forth as the primary human factor in the accomplishment of God's program on earth. Divine action is conditioned upon believing prayer. This prayer is set forth as the chief task of the believer. It is his responsibility to ask. It is God's responsibility to accomplish. Yes, it's God who accomplishes, but we are the ones called to ask. So consider this saying of Jesus to finish off here in John 14, verse 13. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. Why do we not pray to God about everything? So, here's some questions, and I'd like to know your thoughts. What do you pray about most, and what do you find yourself leaving out? What helps you pray for the impossible? Please leave a comment here, post your ideas. You can email me as well, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, but I prefer, if you don't mind, if you leave a comment on the blog, because then we can learn from one another. And if you've got answered prayers, please tell the story here. I and all who read this blog would be grateful for the inspiration. So, that's our thoughts for today. I hope they've been helpful. Please let me know. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week and a powerful and satisfying prayer time. God bless.